Since the High Park fire, area water managers have had to throw out the book on how they treat water coming from the Poudre River.
It's new for us to have to be watching the Poudre night and day.
John McCutcheon is a water treatment plant superintendent for Greeley Water.
We're all faced with the same situation because we're all tied into Horsetooth, but we're also all tied into the Poudre, and we own water rights in the Poudre that you can't just let them go downstream, especially in a drought period.
But this normally pristine source of water has been running black with ash and other contaminants, which has the potential to clog up Greeley's Bellevue Water Treatment Plant. During a typical year, the city of Greeley uses a diversion dam near the mouth of the Poudre to direct water from the river through a series of large steel pipes.
The water travels through the pipes here to a series of holding ponds. It stays for a couple days, and the heat from the sun kills some of the initial bacteria, and the sediment falls to the bottom of the holding pond, and then it's pumped to the filtration system.
The Bellevue system treats the water before it's delivered to the faucet, but large particles of ash, along with increased levels of iron and manganese, could render the holding ponds useless if they fill up with sludge and sediment. To help mitigate any damage and very costly repairs, Greeley limited its intake of Poudre River water to just 5% after the fire, compared to an average of 25% for this time of year. But McCutcheon says they don't know what's going to happen when they have to go back to more normal levels.
We're going to have to balance the pressure to use Poudre water against what the quality is today. I mean, we're just going to have to be on top of it every single day. And some days we'll be able to use it, some days we may not be able to use it.
In the meantime, much of Greeley's water supply is coming directly from the dwindling Horsetooth Reservoir west of Fort Collins. Similar to the Poudre, water from Horsetooth is flushed into a treatment plant on Boyd Lake in nearby Loveland.
It may be hard to hear me, but I'm standing next to an 800-horsepower water pump. It's pumping 1 million gallons of water an hour from this treatment plant to Greeley.
Underneath the Boyd plant is a cramped hallway lined with dozens of different pipes. Sam Boone, a Greeley Water project manager, says they're part of a heavy-duty filtration system working to keep Greeley's drinking water clean.
Once we hit this stage of it, we had enough chlorine for the residual to take through all the distribution system, as well as a little bit of fluoride. Whether you like that or not, we don't have a choice, so we do it.
This facility is a good backup system, but since the water has to be pumped to Greeley, it costs more to operate versus taking the gravity-fed water from the Poudre River. It's also on the verge of shutting down for the year. This means the city of Greeley and John McCutcheon are going to have to take a hard look at what's going to happen when they're forced to rely more heavily on the contaminated Poudre.
Everyone has had the same kind of problems. You can remove most of the contaminants, but some of the compounds that bring the taste and odor issues, the smoky flavor, are very difficult to remove.
The city of Fort Collins has just started blending water from the Poudre back into its supplies. Each water utility knows that things will change depending on rain and the subsequent runoff into the Poudre. They're also looking ahead to next spring and the annual winter snowmelt and what that runoff will mean for the river and next year's water supply. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.